And the Holy Ghost is coming into you, my friend. Hallelujah. We are coming in the name that is mightier than any name in earth or heaven. The name of Jesus. The name of
Jesus. Tonight, meet Pastor Benny Hinn, minister to millions. Faith healer extraordinaire, just ahead on Larry King Live.
Now, live in Washington, here's Larry King.
We're going to take your calls for Benny Hinn, but first, your name.
Benny Hinn.
I know that. It's either a steakhouse with guys chopping up steak like this.
And I'm going to tell you something I've never told anybody. Not even my audience knows this. So are you ready for this?
Another first.
Yeah, this is a first. My name when I was a little boy was Tutu. Well, I didn't want to be called Tutu Benedictus Hinn, so I simply canceled the Tutu. And Benny now is my name, of course. That's short for Benedictus, which is really my name.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
My question is, Jesus never asked for money. Why do you?
Well, Jesus didn't have a TV program.
Are you saying if he returned, he would have a TV program?
He may.
John Kemp, who did the report, and a young man named Graham Messick were kinder to me than some preachers. There are some preachers that hate my guts. Now, this is exactly what the Lord said to me. And I'm not giving you the entire message now, but this is basically the headline, is that Satan has tried everything he could so far to bring me down and was not successful. And now he will try fame.
A television preacher threatened by his own success.
My purpose is to serve the Lord, not to be some celebrity.
Endangered by the lure of celebrity.
But we're going to Benny Hinn.
A new look at TV preacher Benny Hinn to see how his ministry has changed.
The anointing of God can be a blessing or a curse.
Last March, CNN went behind the scenes of his multi-million dollar ministry.
Controversy will be a part of my life till I'm done.
Now, Benny Hinn says things have changed.
As a result of your program, I've made a number of changes.
And his ministry has a newfound openness.
Not all evangelists are bad apples.
A return to the Benny Hinn Ministries on the weekly news magazine Impact. Tonight, 9 Eastern on CNN.
One year after that rainy day in Georgia, Impact revisited Benny Hinn and his followers in sunny Southern California.
We're going to Benny Hinn.
Hours before a 7 p.m. service.
Here we go, Jesus lives.
Crowds are already. Pastor Hinn begins the day near his home away from home, a $1.5 million beachfront rental. As evidence of his ministry's new openness, he invited us along. Despite the serene backdrop, Benny Hinn says his thoughts are already with the thousands of people gathering in Anaheim.
And the people come believing the Lord to touch and heal them. In fact, I'm preparing for the service already, even while talking to you.
A few miles away, Hinn is building a state-of-the-art television studio. Soon, part of his ministry will move to Southern California from Orlando, Florida.
If the Lord had television today, he'd use it.
But Benny Hinn downplays the suggestions that with his move and newfound celebrity, he's going Hollywood.
Are you going Hollywood? Please. No, just because I like the West Coast, it doesn't mean I'm going Hollywood. My purpose is to serve the Lord, not to be some celebrity.
When Impact first investigated Hinn's tax-free ministry, we found evidence of extravagant spending shrouded in secrecy.
I was deeply troubled because there was so much hush-hush,
where certain individuals did not want to talk about our finances or our the way we do things. And I thought to myself, now wait a minute, what is there to hide here?
In our original report, we showed some of the things Benny Hinn and his board of directors wanted to hide. For example, Hinn and three members of his entourage boarding the Concorde for a flight to Europe. Hinn and his board also didn't want us to know his yearly salary.
That's correct.
Despite the fact his organization collects millions in tax-free contributions. So we tried again.
I'll ask you the question I asked last time. What is your salary?
I'm about to make it public. In fact, today, in the board meeting today, that'll be one of the main things discussed.
The last time you said it was less than a million, more than a half a million.
It hasn't changed.
3 weeks later, Benny Hinn's salary has still not been made public. And his ride to the West Coast was no less extravagant than the Concorde, a leased Gulfstream jet.
Every dollar you give, God will use it as a weapon against the devil.
Despite his daily appeals for money, it's doubtful his followers much care. They know Benny Hinn's schedule is relentless.
Say hallelujah.
And his territory, the entire globe.
Do you see yourself slowing down? How do you get rid of jet lag?
Me slow down, John? No. Listen, I think this is the time for me to keep going. As a result of your program, I made a number of changes in that I felt it was time for me as a minister and us as a ministry to be more open. And so I've brought new board members on. In fact, I have a brand new board altogether, completely. Thank you, dear Lord, for your anointing.
The new board of directors is composed of men with decades of experience in televangelism, including CPA to religious stars Jim Gwynn, Jimmy Swaggart's former attorney Dennis Brewer, and former Reagan administration official Howard Ezell.
And the board said,
Amen.
The ministry even hired Bill Cosby's PR man.
I'm talking about major television that just discovered that this is the most important new televangelist in the business.
When it comes to control, finally, I'm in charge.
Benny Hinn says his old board of directors didn't do anything illegal, but ran the global ministry like a mom and pop shop and kept him out of the loop.
It really ticked me off when I found out that they had not given me. You know, I should have known details that I was never given. I thought it was unethical to not tell me of certain things that were just kept secret from me.
It was Hinn's older brother, Chris, the ministry's travel agent, who pushed for an investigation of the old board members.
I see myself as his brother and as a protector. His nature is to trust people. Unfortunately, it did hurt the ministry, and these people had their own agenda, obviously.
I was blind, all right? Totally blind. I just pray to God I never allow it again, that's all.
By 6 o'clock, the Anaheim Convention Center is filled to capacity, and thousands are shut out. Pastor Hinn allows us backstage before the service.